people are always quite surprised by Highlands and the results that we do get.
Don't believe the stereotype that Highlands College has, because that's one thing I had, which is why I originally didn't consider it at all when I was choosing whether I wanted to do A levels or obviously a level three. And I just thought the level three courses were just underneath A levels, but they're not. They're exactly the same. And they just run differently. And I think that's all I'd say, because this has been probably the best decision I've ever made.
So all the last team, balls team that went out, how many of those X?
Seven
on pitch came from Highland Sport. So do you mean of the 11 that were playing? So that's how good we are in sport. I reckon that's probably true for all departments. How many have them at the highest level within the young age of playing or doing or managing or taking control of something? It's going to be Highlands.
We hope that by the end of this short video, you'll have more of an idea about what the college has to offer, whether it's the right fit for you, and how you can go about applying for a place with us. It's the people at Highlands College that make it so special, and so we wanted to introduce you to Highlands in their words.
Absolutely loving it. So excited to get up in the morning.
I was quite worried, to be honest, because I didn't know a single person going into Highlands, and like after the first day I was not worried at all, and I was somewhat excited to go in again the next day. I still am.
So students will need to, in the first instance, go to their careers teachers and speak to them about what it is that they are thinking of doing once they've left school. Alternatively, they can also go on our website and have a look at the courses that we have available. They then need to complete an application form, which can be done through our website as well. And there is a framework on there for personal statements, so students can tell us why it is that they want to come to Highlands and what course they want to do and how it's going to prepare them for their future career.
I would quite like to be a police dog handler.
So I'd like to go to uni and take either like media or some sort of a like journalism course.
I'd love to go to uni. So I want to do a Bachelor of Arts degree in games design.
Because when I'm older, I want to be in do criminology or be in the police.
To become a vet or a vet nurse.
I'm going to go to uni. And then after uni, I want to maybe do my master's. I'm going to see how the university goes.
Either one will become a plumber or an electrician, because I find that's good money and it's fun.
The range of courses that we have at the college are pretty varied. And making these kinds of decisions at 15, 16 is difficult. So the college has a process called Right Choice Review, where students have the first 4 or 5 weeks to come into college and follow their timetable as they would, and think about the time that they're spending here on that course and learning about that vocation and whether or not it actually is the right thing for them. They get the opportunity to see a second area, and then if we feel that it's the right move for them, then we'll support them with that move.
Highlands has so many opportunities to pursue what you want, childcare, hairdressing, digital games, anything you want, Highlands probably does. So don't limit yourself to certain places. Choose what you want to do in your future.
The staff are amazing, and everyone actually has Highlands College running through their veins.
The people in your class are there because they're passionate about the subject. And I found that school was great for me, but you're often all sort of pushed into one class, no matter if you want to be there or not, especially before GCSE years. Whereas having the opportunity to make a choice to go to college, it means that you're passionate or you want to do it as a future or you want those skills. So everyone there is there because they want to be, and not because they have to be there.
I always found it quite important to specialise in something, because I feel like I'd rather just not do a bunch of stuff that I'm all right at and one thing I'm pretty good at. I'd rather just put all my attention to that one thing I'm good at and focus on it and build on it, because I enjoy doing it.
I chose to come to Highlands College because I knew that the course here was very hands-on.
I chose Highlands because it had more opportunities than any other school had.
with what I want to do with my future.
When you look at the options you have, it feels this is a completely different environment to secondary. You get treated more like an adult, and it gives you a different perspective on how the environment can be and how life is, really.
It's a really diverse and inclusive community.
I'm a very creative person, so it's catered towards that quite a lot. And when it comes to written work, I've had so much help with that. It's something I struggle with, but Highlands can't do enough to help me and push me to get through this course, and it's been amazing.
Because I find Highlands is more of a hands-on and academic, but a lot more hands-on than most schools.
I chose to go to Highlands because it offered a course that I was genuinely interested in, really.
It's definitely been more interactive, more enjoyable, completely different, and I've enjoyed it. And now I know what I want to kind of take on and do as an adult.
I want something that's quite vocational and practical that would give me not only like written ability but also like practical ability as well.
Like what I learn here is not something I could ever learn at any other school, and I appreciate that.
Now Highlands has so many different paths for you to choose that there's a wide range of opportunities to try anything. And the good thing is with our is this the suitable course for you at the beginning of the course? If something isn't right, there's that opportunity to pull away and then start on a new course. Whereas in, for instance, if you were doing A-levels, it would be exceptionally difficult to change course and go on to something else. So Highlands makes sure that you go into something that you're passionate about. And if you're not, then we'll put you onto another route.
I went into Highlands thinking it was going to be like somewhat similar to Holia or Kenova, but I came in and it's nothing like it, and I much prefer it that way. I still get my learning done, but just feel more relaxed doing it without the stress of exam. Like there's only like 7 of us, I reckon, this year compared to like most other classes I've ever been in, which is like 20 plus. But I like that. It's more comfortable.
The class is always there to help each other as well, because where someone struggles, there's always another person who knows exactly what they're doing.
What's surprising about Highlands is the classroom atmosphere. That's completely different to secondary school.
They have a genuine passion for what they're doing. It's not just doing it for the sake of doing it. It's doing it because you enjoy it.
You don't have to wear uniforms. You can basically look any way you want to, and nobody really judges here because everyone's just getting on with their own work.
There's just a mutual respect between teacher and student. It doesn't feel like... It feels like you can talk to them instead of, you know, being afraid to ask a question. There's no fear, you just go talk to them. They're basically friends at this point.
That sense of learning in a kind of grown-up environment that's not closed. It's a community, not an institution.
Lovely teaching and lovely teachers.
My tutors as well, super helpful people, really lovely. And it's easy to get along with them because you've got a mutual respect and understanding for the course that you're on.
Like if you're worried about an essay that's due in like a week, they don't mind, you know, giving everyone else something to do, and then they'll come to the back and help you for like 10 minutes, just go through what you're not sure on, and they'll go back, and if it's close to an exam being in and you're not finished yet, they don't mind setting aside, you know, lesson time to help you, because, you know, they put you first instead of the lesson.
Mm.
Amazing. They're lovely, they're friendly, and they're very helpful as well.
They're always there for you, so you've got loads of support.
It's not what you do in primary and secondary, it's completely different, and it feels a bit more free, and it feels probably, I assume, similar to what the university experience is going to be like.
You're learning from people who know what they're doing, and they've already experienced what you're experiencing. You have all these hobbies in common and everything, and it just works. It's amazing.
You start the course, and like, as soon as you get in, you're doing hands-on work.
It's been brilliant. I've really got the opportunity to sort of specialise in what I want to do.
It kind of gradually increases in difficulty rather than just being plunged into something completely new.
The level of work was like, it was so much nicer, and I could sort of fit life around it better, I think.
It's just so nice and laid back that they do teach you what you need to know.
And your theory side of things is really well linked to the practical side of things. So it sort of goes hand in hand, and it really naturally comes out, and it doesn't feel like you're being forced to write a bunch of words. It just feels like you're doing it because you're passionate about it, which is really important.
With regards to colleagues here, it's really inspiring. All the lecturing staff are dual professionals, so you know they've worked within industry and then got their skills from industry and then got their educational qualifications on top.
regardless whatever area you go to, you actually have specialists in that area. So for instance, if I was in a school, you have people who become teachers of English or they become teachers of French, but a lot of the time they're not actually specialists. But at Highlands College, you get people who are actually trained to the highest level in what they are teaching. So if you look at the building guys, every one of those has been in the building industry, has worked in that industry, has seen how it is, has been to the top of it, has owned their own companies. And then they're coming to Highlands and teaching those skills to the students. And in every single area you go to at Highlands, you have those people who have been at the top of their field. And I don't think you get that in school. That's why Highlands is completely different to any other establishment.
And that wealth of knowledge in such a small place is very unusual and a real asset to the island.
Every student that comes to us can expect at least a minimum of 1 week of work experience, industry-based work experience. We work closely with the student personal tutors, with students themselves, and obviously with local employers and the industry experts to ensure that we secure placements for our students. So students will learn on the job and they will have some real life experience to enhance their education here at Highlands. Once students start with us in September, we can offer support with their CV, with interview skills. We prepare them to apply for a part-time jobs, for Saturday jobs. We invite industry experts to give them an overview of the industry, of the roles available in the industry. And we have really close links with Skills Jersey that are supporting our students as well. Some of them will apply to universities. Obviously, we are fully supporting a UCAS application. So students will have multiple sessions and workshops. And so they will be guided step by step on how to apply via UCAS website. We will give them advice about the available options, so universities and programs that are available both on island and off island.
Work experience definitely just helps you decide like what you want to do, because then you get like an insight of like what that job's going to be like.
It's the organisation in education in Jersey that's most committed to developing students' employability skills.
With college, I've been able to go out and do placements in half terms where I've gone and got more experience as well, so it's helped with my application for uni.
Like that's when you're going to get a lot of practical experience on what you want to do and how you want to go about doing it.
I've managed to get a job out of it as well.
I've been working on amazing projects. We've had big companies local to Jersey who have come to us and asked us for help, which has looked amazing for our work. It's looked amazing on our CVs.
I'm working at the kennels at the moment part-time, so
you really get a taste of what it's like to be in the professional world.
So all of our level three courses have entry criteria, and it's different across the courses. So the best thing students can do is to go onto our website and have a look by going onto the course and checking out the entry criteria for that particular course. So if for any reason you don't manage to get your level three entry criteria, it's not the end of the world. We do have other courses which will lead on to level three or apprenticeships. So on the level two courses, we have maths and English embedded within those courses for those students who need to retake them and get the grade four or higher that they need.
Here at Highlands College, we do our utmost to ensure that students are supported every step of the way. Our friendly and experienced student life team are here to support your well-being and offer emotional and practical support in times of need, as well as providing learning support, advice and counselling services. If it's financial assistance that you need, the Highlands Foundation provides bursaries specific to vocational courses, funding for extracurricular events and more general support, for instance, to help you purchase specific equipment needed for your courses. We have a number of highly qualified learning support staff available for those who might benefit from extra classroom assistance, ensuring that all students are fully supported in lessons, whatever their learning needs may be. Students with English as a second language will receive expert tuition from our ESOL tutors and the option to take the ESOL English IGCSE. And for parents, we have a dedicated parent and carer section on our website containing videos, documents and links designed to help you support your teenager on their learning journey. Effective parent partnership is vital for raising student achievement, so please get involved as and when you can, helping us to expand and strengthen our college community. We value your ideas, your experience and your voice, and encourage all parents and carers to work with us to achieve the very best outcome for all of our students.
Watching this video has made me so proud to be the principal of Highlands College. Walking around the campus each day, you can't help but be inspired by the energy and the enthusiasm of all the staff and all the students. Highlands College is a unique style of teaching that combines wraparound care for our students, encourages them to develop independence and that kind of self-directed learning that you expect from young people who are going to go into university or be very successful in the workplace. Maybe it's that balance that contributes to our exceptional pass rates. Or maybe it's the passion, that combination that the staff and the students have chosen to work and study here. Because when you think about it, our staff are dual qualified. So my staff who work in healthcare were already midwives or nurses. My staff who work in construction ran their own company, were architects or leaders in construction before they became qualified as teachers. So that's a really good combination, which means that they're passing on real life experience, practical experience to our students. Students at Highlands College, how would I characterise them? They're really aspirational. They excel in what they want to do. They know they've got a pretty good idea what career they want to go into, and they also know that university is a really realistic pathway for them to pursue as well, whether while they're in work part-time or as a full-time student here or in the UK or even further afield. Highlands has a really important part to play. It has a massive impact on the economic and the social well-being of the entire island. We work with hundreds of employers to make sure that the curriculum offer that we review every year and throughout the year is modern and is preparing our students for the future and meeting the current skills needs of employers and industries now. Hopefully you will now, having watched this introductory video, have a good understanding of what Highlands College has to offer. And if you don't, or you've got any more questions, please make contact with the team at Highlands College. We really want to hear and we want to connect with you, and we want you to know that we are here to support your son, your daughter, to achieve their ambitions and actually their dreams.